Welcome back to another episode of the Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast Series. This is Sandra Thomas-Commonall. Welcome back to Season 8 of our Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast, where we unravel the intricate dance between consumer behavior and the marketing universe. This season, our spotlight is firmly fixed on the foundational pillars of marketing, the elusive 4 P's. Prepare to delve into the psychological intricacies behind product, price, place, and promotion as we navigate the landscape of decision-making biases, pricing illusions, and strategic promotional maneuvers. This isn't just marketing theory, it's a journey into the minds of consumers and the art of influencing their choices. So fasten your seatbelts for a season loaded with intriguing insights, where behavioral economics meets the heart of marketing strategy. In this episode, we are considering temporal discounting and product launches, strategies for overcoming short-term bias. Welcome to an exploration of the intricate interplay between time, consumer behavior, and product launches in the fascinating realm of temporal discounting. In this episode, we will unravel the subtle but powerful cognitive bias that leads individuals to place greater value on immediate rewards while discounting the significance of delayed gratification. Temporal discounting poses a unique challenge for marketers seeking to orchestrate successful product launches, as consumers are inherently wired to prioritize short-term gains. Join us as we navigate the strategies and psychological insights that can counteract the allure of instant rewards, offering marketers a roadmap to overcome temporal discounting and shape product launches that resonate with the complexities of human decision-making. So let's jump in with a definition of temporal discounting. Temporal discounting, in psychological and economic terms, refers to the tendency of individuals to assign lesser value to rewards or outcomes that are delayed or occur in the future compared to those that are immediate. This cognitive bias reflects the human inclination to prioritize instant gratification over delayed benefits. Individuals exhibiting temporal discounting demonstrate a preference for smaller, immediate rewards over larger, delayed rewards, even if the delayed option holds greater overall value. This phenomenon plays a crucial role in decision-making, impacting choices related to consumption, savings, and goal pursuit. In other words, temporal discounting is the cognitive bias where individuals prioritize immediate rewards over larger, delayed rewards. As a side note, temporal discounting and time discounting are terms often used interchangeably, and the meanings can overlap. However, there is a subtle distinction between the two. Temporal discounting refers to the psychological phenomenon where individuals exhibit a preference for smaller immediate rewards over larger delayed rewards. It is a cognitive bias wherein people tend to devalue or discount the importance of future rewards in favor of more immediate gratification. Whereas time discounting generally refers to the process of assigning lower value to future benefits or costs compared to those occurring in the present. While time discounting can encompass the devaluation of future rewards, it also extends to the devaluation of future costs or consequences. In essence, temporal discounting is a specific form of time discounting that specifically focuses on the devaluation of future rewards. Time discounting, on the other hand, can encompass a broader concept that includes the devaluation of both future rewards and future costs. In practical terms, when discussing decision-making and preferences related to rewards, the term temporal discounting is often employed to focus and emphasize the focus on immediate versus delayed rewards. Meanwhile, time discounting may be used in a more general sense when considering the valuation of future outcomes, whether they be rewards or costs. Let's give an example. A relatable example of temporal discounting can be observed in the context of personal finance. Consider a scenario where an individual is offered a choice between receiving $100 today or $150 a month from now. Despite the greater value associated with waiting for a month, individuals influenced by temporal discounting might opt for the immediate $100, favoring the instant reward over the larger, delayed one. This tendency to prioritize immediate gains, even when a more significant benefit awaits in the future reflects the impact of temporal discounting on decision-making in everyday situations. So let's apply this to marketing with temporal discounting on and product launches, strategies for overcoming short-term bias. Marketers can employ various strategies to overcome the challenge of temporal discounting and effectively launch products that resonate with consumers. Here are several approaches to counter short-term bias. Limited time offers. Create a sense of urgency by incorporating limited time offers or exclusive promotions during the product launch. This strategy capitalizes on the immediate reward appeal and encourages prompt decision making. Early access incentives. Provide early access incentives for customers who make quick purchasing decisions. This approach leverages the desire for immediate gratification while rewarding early adopters. Pre-launch teasers. Build anticipation through pre-launch teasers and sneak peeks, generating excitement before the actual product release. This strategy helps mitigate temporal discounting by keeping consumers engaged in the lead-up to the launch. Instant gratification add-ons. Bundle products with immediate gratification add-ons or bonuses for early purchasers. These bonuses can enhance the perceived value of the purchase, making it more appealing in the short term. Limited edition releases. Introduce limited edition releases or special editions during the product launch. The exclusivity associated with limited editions can motivate consumers to act quickly, minimizing the impact of temporal discounting. Interactive launch events. Host interactive launch events that actively involve consumers. Engaging activities, live demonstrations, and interactive sessions can captivate attention and encourage immediate involvement. Rewards for future purchases. Implement a rewards program where customers receive incentives for future purchases. This strategy offers a balance between immediate and delayed benefits, catering to consumers with different time preferences. Tiered discounts. Introduce tiered discounts based on the timing of purchase. Early buyers may receive higher discounts, creating a sense of reward for those who act promptly. Emphasize long-term value. Communicate the long-term value and benefits of the product through marketing messages. Highlighting how the product addresses enduring needs can counteract the short-term bias associated with temporal discounting. Social proof and testimonials. Showcase social proof and testimonials from early adopters who have experienced positive outcomes. This builds credibility and can motivate others to overcome temporal discounting tendencies. By integrating these strategies, marketers can navigate the challenges posed by temporal discounting during product launches, effectively capturing consumer attention and encouraging action even when immediate rewards hold a strong appeal. Wrapping it up, understanding how we as humans make decisions is an important part of marketing and leadership. Behavioral economics is the study of decision-making and can give keen insight into human behavior and help to shape your marketing mix and leadership skills. In this episode, we unravel the subtle but powerful cognitive bias that leads individuals to place greater value on immediately rewards while discounting the significance of delayed gratification. Temporal discounting poses a unique challenge for marketers seeking to orchestrate successful product launches, as consumers are inherently wired to prioritize short-term gains. Join us as we navigate the strategies and psychological insights that can counteract the allure of instant rewards, offering marketers a roadmap to overcome temporal discounting and shape product launches that resonate with the complexities of human decision making. If you are enjoying the Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast, please leave us a review, like it, share it with your friends and family, and follow us online. Thank you for listening to another episode of Behavioral Economics and Marketing. This is Sandra Thomas-Kamenaugh.